Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a blessing to be here with you. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. Ernest Maddox Ministries. I just want to welcome you around the world to this broadcast, the Dr. Ernest Maddox Ministries broadcast. We are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m., every Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing the Word of God with you and for you through the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look, I just simply want to say to you, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed wherever you are in this world, whether you're listening by phone or if you've gone online to share the Word of God with me and with others. You know, when you tune in like this, even though you are not speaking, you are still sharing in the Spirit. For those of you who want to have this number, just in case you want to call in and listen to the broadcast, that's 646-716-8530, and you can just call in and listen to the broadcast, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio, that's www.blogtalkradio.com / Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. You can go online and reach us at www.dremaddox.org or www, of course, dot point, P-O-I-N-T-E, of light. cc.org to get all the information about our ministries. You can also call 248-423-9289. You can find out information about me and the ministries that God has called me to at LinkedIn, praise the Lord, Vimeo, GodTube, and YouTube. You will find content relative to the Word of God and how He's working in my life to share this Word around the world. I just want to say God bless you to the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, elders and bishops, missionaries, and servants at every level who are doing the work of God in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I appreciate you. I love you, and I know that God has something for you on the broadcast. I'm going to be sharing with you a message that I believe is going to change your life.
Everybody praise the Lord. We come to bless him. Everybody praise the Lord. We come to bless him. Help to say.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come to bless him.
Everybody praise him.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come to bless him.
We come
to bless him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Now come on, give him glory in his place. Hallelujah. Hey. Everybody lift your hands. We come to bless him. Everybody lift up your hands. We come to bless him. Help me say.
Everybody lift your hands.
We come
to bless him.
Everybody lift your hands.
Everybody lift your hands.
Oh, oh, oh.
We come to bless him.
We have come.
We come to bless him. Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him here. Hallelujah.
Everybody clap your hands. We come to bless him. Everybody clap your hands. We come to bless him.
Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
We come
to bless him.
Everybody clap your hands.
Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, Senior Pastor of the Point of Light Christian Center, and you have tuned in to and are now viewing the Spiritual PowerPoint Broadcast. That's PointE Broadcast. We want to welcome you. I'm going to encourage you to get your Bible, get something to write with, and something to write on. I'm going to encourage you to call a neighbor, a friend, invite a relative over, because we're going to move into the Word of God before the throne of God in spirit. Praise the Lord, and we are going to rejoice in the Word of God. But before we can do that, we must move into prayer to ensure that we have invited God in to rule and take control
of the words that are being spoken and the ears that will be listening to just cover us with his loving kindness and his anointing. Our great Father in heaven, we come before you. We are so very thankful. Bless the hearing. Bless the speaking. Guide every operation, our great Father. We thank you for your love and patience, and we thank you in advance for the deliverance for those who are going to know Christ today that did not know him before, those who know him today who will know him better than they did before. And we thank you in advance in that matchless name, the only name for which we can be saved and delivered and healed, that name being Yeshua Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to move into the Word of God. We're going to be in the book of Jude. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Bible. We know God is going to touch us. For those of you who just turned or tuned in or turned to this channel, know that God is about to touch you, even if you don't know who Jesus Christ is. So let's do this. Before you do anything else, those of you who don't know God, you're hearing maybe for the first time, or you focused for the first time on someone who's talking about Jesus Christ, then just simply say, Jesus Christ in heaven, help me to hear. Help me to listen. Help me to feel. Help me to know that what I'm hearing is from you, the Creator, my Maker, the one who loves me and wants to bring me out of every painful circumstance. And for those of you who already know God, know that he is moving in your circumstances that have occurred as you have walked in this way to serve him, that every opposition, you're about to be given a solution, a strategy, and deliverance in the form of the power of the Holy Spirit through revelation. So thank you so much. And if you have said and repeated and believe those words, there is a magnificent miracle occurring in your spirit, soul, and mind and body right now. Now let's go to Jude, which is the second to the last book of the Bible. You got Jude, then Revelation. It's only one chapter, and we're going to focus in on verse 11. The title of this message is The Way, the Error, and Rebellion. The Way of Cain, the Error of Balaam, and the Rebellion of Korah. Praise the Lord. Now, all of these characters existed prominently in what we call the Old Testament. And your assignment, when this message is complete, is to look up the stories about these individuals that caused them to be identified by Jew. There are certain mentalities and attitudes and behaviors that these individuals manifested that Christians should avoid at all costs. I'm simply saying to you that Christians should avoid these behaviors and abort. Those of you who are engaged in them should abort them, and those of you who have not engaged should avoid them. Hallelujah. Because they will destroy you as a Christian and will eventually lead you to the pit of death. Amen. So now, let's begin reading in verse 11 in Jude. It says here, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have ran greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. And I'm reading the New King James. Your translation may read differently. But let's talk a little bit about Cain. We know that Adam and Eve had two sons, Abel and Cain. We know that that was a period, and if you don't know, you need to go to the book of Genesis. Amen. And you can read about the time of offering when Cain and Abel brought an offering before the Lord, And the Lord was pleased with Abel's gift, but he was not pleased with Cain's gift. And Cain developed an attitude. You know what an attitude is. Huffy, puffy, stomping around, upset, and mad. Top lip folded, or should I say your bottom lip folded over your top lip, and your nostrils flaring. Mad at the world. Amen? Because you didn't get the same accolades as the one who obeyed God got. Cain was upset because God was pleased with Abel and not pleased with him. Now, God did come to Cain and say, look, son, you need to handle your attitude. If you do the right thing, then you will be accepted. But if you don't do well, I can't accept that. And you need to watch your attitude because sin is waiting to grab you. I'm paraphrasing now. And he said, you better take hold and take dominion over it, or you will be conquered by it. Well, Cain ignored the instructions of God, just like many of us ignore the instructions of our fathers or those who have leadership over us. Amen? Now, we need to recognize that God tells us things for our own good. Well, Cain didn't listen, and he went and killed his brother Abel. See, the lesson from this is that those who don't want to be righteous or holy will destroy those who are trying to be. They get upset when they're instructed on how to do the right thing, and they want to destroy those who do. Paul said Cain is still killing Abel. So when we talk about the New Testament church or the body of Christ, there's still Cain attitudes in the church. The pastor deals with them. They leave the church and want to kill it through rumor, false statements, and twisted truth. You don't want to fall into that attitude, my brothers and sisters. Now, that's the way of Cain. Now, let's look at the era of Balaam because he was greedy. Balaam was a prophet in the days of Israel. And the king of the Moabites, Balak, came to him and said, I want you to curse him. I want you to get the Israelites in trouble with God. I want you to trick them into doing something that's going to cause God to be upset with them so they won't be as a formidable enemy as they are. I want them out of grace with their God so we can do whatever it is we need to do to them to remove them. Amen? Now, Balaam knew better. He went to God and God said no. God says, look, if someone comes to get you, then you can go. No one came to get Balaam, and he went anyway. See, a lot of us will go to God and say, I want this man, I want this woman, I want this office. And God will say no, or he won't say anything, and we just go get it anyway. Get married anyway. Get ordained anyway. God never directed us to do it. But because we feel we have communicated with God, then we have permission to do the wrong thing. Amen? But we do not. So Balaam went riding on his donkey. His donkey saw the destroyer, the angel that was sent to kill him because he disobeyed God. A lot of people say, well, I don't know why God wanted to kill Balaam when he told him he could go. He said if someone came to get him, he could go. No one came. He just went. You know, some were sent, some just went. Balaam just went. So the donkey told him after Balaam stopped beating the donkey, he says, look, I'm trying to keep you from getting hurt, and me too. Stop beating me. Sometimes we are so insane after greed, we can't even recognize the danger, even when we're told. See, Balaam was not a true prophet, but maybe he was true for profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Amen? So sometimes when you're focusing on the wrong aspect of what God told you to do, you can become greedy after a husband, a wife, an office, a job. Anything can cause you to have the Balaam mentality. Somebody can come along to encourage you. Oh, you got great gifts. Somebody from another church, your pastor knows you're not ready. Somebody comes along, you're gifted. If you come to my church, I'll ordain you in a flash. And you're gone. And the next thing you know, you find yourself steeped and so much iniquity that you don't know what to do. So don't be so greedy to move either into disenfranchising other people or jumping to what you believe your calling is and you haven't heard from God. You think asking God is hearing from him? That's not the case. Some of us need to learn to be ready, to be taught, to go through a period of preparation. Don't be bought off prematurely. And don't be like Balaam, thinking you're a prophet, but you're truly a P-R-O-F-I-T. You're for profit. Hallelujah. We want to move on to Korah. We've dealt the way of Cain, the era of Balaam, which was greed. Now we want to move into the rebellion of Korah. Korah was an individual under Moses who believed because of his status, you know, maybe he was considered equal to an elder or a minister or an evangelist or someone who's under the apostolic head of the house. Moses was the apostolic head of Israel. Korah might have fallen into some Levitical, priestly, or other leadership role, but he began to covet Moses' status and influence. He even made the comment, "We are just like you. Why should you be in charge?" Well, God made him in charge, amen? But Korah wasn't satisfied with that. Korah wanted to be equal, have equal power, or equal say-so in the congregation, and he convinced others to go with him. Well, he challenged Moses, and Moses simply said, "Korah, you don't need to be going through this level of challenge or rebellion." Korah didn't hear. So God heard from Moses. So Moses instructed those who wanted to continue to follow him and God's directive to come to his side, and those who wanted to be with Korah could stay on his side. Well, some chose to do that. Well, the outcome of that, you will research it, but I'm going to give it to you. The ground opened up, and Korah and all of those with him disappeared when the ground closed. Those who were in agreement, who were not standing in the same geographical era or area, and I say era mentally, geographically, physically, they were in the era in their mentality, fire from heaven shot out, shot down, and burned them down where they stood. So it wasn't only Korah with the attitude of rebellion, but those who were sympathetic, standing in the background, murmuring. Yes, soon as Korah takes over, then that's when we'll get our chance. My brothers and sisters, you need to avoid these mentalities. The way of Cain, which is simply, I have a murderous, hateful attitude toward those who want to obey God, and I don't want to follow instructions. Balaam, who was greedy, wanted to be a profiteer rather than a true prophet, who was interested in taking money to put a stumbling block before others. And Korah, who wanted to promote himself and divide the congregation of God. You saw the outcome, or at least you've heard the outcome. When you research it, you will have an opportunity to understand the outcome in its totality. So, as we talk about the way of Cain, the era of Balaam, and the rebellion of Korah, I want to say this. In 1 Samuel 15:23, it says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. See, all of these individuals fell into that category that Satan uses to trap people: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. If you examine Cain, Balaam, and Korah extensively, if you examine what happened to Adam and Eve, if you examine what Satan tried to pull on Christ in Matthew, the 4th chapter, You see, he tried to slip a little Cain, a little Balaam, and a little Korah into the mix relative to Christ and his relationship with the Father. Satan uses that strategy. John even said it. He says, these three things you have to be careful of in the world: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Jude is warning us in the 11th verse of Jude. He's saying, be careful, my brothers and sisters. Watch out for these three demonic mentalities, even though they manifested themselves in the male gender. In the text, they are attitudes that can also be fully embraced by women. Everyone can suffer from these mentalities, from the attitude, the way of Cain, from the greediness of Balaam, from the rebellion of Korah, to the destruction of your spirit, then eventually your soul, and at the loss of your eternal life. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you to embrace God. And for those of you who don't know Christ, I'm going to encourage you now. You've been listening. God can move you out of that state, out of that condition. You just simply say, Jesus Christ, I don't want to have that spirit of Cain, Balaam, or Korah. I don't want to have sin in my life. Help me. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I give my life to you. I commit my existence and my well-being to you. And those of you who know God, it might not hurt you to do the same, to renew your relationship, to make sure you have not drifted into attitudes that we have discussed during this broadcast. You know, a number has been appearing. If you have not already called it, you should, and receive prayer, have someone to come into agreement. For those of you who have just embraced Christ, you will be led to how you can walk more effectively. You will be given information on how to determine what fellowship you should be involved in, a fellowship that is fully engaged in this word of God, a fellowship that is fully engaged in preaching the word with boldness, encouraging those who need to be directed, encouraged, who know that God can lead them into a place of privileged, blessed, wonderful abundance. Those of you who don't know Christ, that's for you also. My blessed brothers and sisters, God loved you so much that he gave you a message through Jude. The whole book of Jude is powerful, but verse 11 illustrates attitudes that still exist on this earth, and they have augmented, metamorphosized, and have been augmented in so many ways that they may be unrecognizable as the basic Cain, Balaam, and Korah attitudes. But they're there. And know that God can intervene and help you to recognize them and be totally delivered and freed. And not only that, move into an area where you can assist in bringing other children of the kingdom into the knowledge of that Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.